Iranian President Hassan Rouhani has slammed policies of threat and isolation, calling them clear mistakes in today's international relations. Speaking during the International Conference on Combating Sand and Dust Storms held in Tehran, Rouhani called on all countries to join hands in combating international issues, including environmental problems. The Iranian president added that no country should secure its own interests at the cost of other states' well-being, and that only win-win strategies can be pragmatic solutions. In an indirect reference to U.S. President's policies and Qatar's crisis, Rouhani stressed that building walls and isolating oneself or others will not work in today's interwoven international arena. Rouhani also addressed terrorism as a main international problem that affects all nations and urged all countries to strengthen their efforts in combating groups such as Daesh Takfiris. For more on that issue, we're joined by Scott Bennett from San Francisco. He's a former U.S. Army psychological warfare officer. Thank you for being with us, Mr. Bennett. So in his speech, the Iranian president, he said that he didn't actually mention any names, but he did mention that it's not the era of building walls is long gone. What's your take on that?
Well, I think he indirectly tapped into a very brilliant strategic communication platform, and that is he is reaching into the hearts and minds of the young people of the world, and he's articulating what their instincts are driving them to, whether he knows it or not. So when he says this is an era, a time, an epoch where the world should not be building walls, he's tapping into the youth movements, which we've seen in the United States with the anti-Wall Street movements, the WikiLeaks movements, the transparency movements. The youth between 18 and 35 are very radicalized towards transparency and openness, and they're very protesting of the globalist hegemony regime change operations that have been going around since September 11, 2001. So he's indirectly tapping into a lot of the volatility which is already emerging in the Western countries, in America, in Europe. And I think he can build upon that by really articulating more that we're not in the Cold War anymore. We're in a multipolar world, and there are no more empires looking to conquer the world, such as Nazi Germany or the Soviet Union, which was a popular Cold War enemy of freedom and democracy and capitalism in the 50s and 60s. That was at least the tagline of the United States. Those words don't exist anymore. Now we are in an age of internet, transparency, strategic communication at a click of a mouse. And that's a very good tool for building bridges, building relationships, building communities of teachers, professors, intercultural exchanges, educational exchanges. So the world is becoming more and more closer knit by communication and technology. And it now requires the willpower, the political will, the social will to enable peace. And I think Rouhani is tapping into something very useful. And he's interestingly finding himself in the middle of a young generation in the United States, in Russia, in Europe, that I think, you know, if you look at people between 18 and 50, they do not have an animus towards Iran. They don't have an animus towards Russia. They don't have an animus really to any of the Cold War stereotypes that existed, you know, and ended in the fall of the Cold War in 1990. They do have an animus against terrorism and beheadings. And that is ironically pointing at Saudi Arabia. So I think the entire world is beginning to look at Saudi Arabia and the Wahhabi fanaticism and intolerance and violence that is particular to Wahhabism. And they're beginning to see that that is really the source of a lot of the problem in today's society.
Mr. Bennett, President Rouhani called on all the countries in the world to implement a win-win policy to tackle environmental issues as well as terrorism. What do you think he meant by that?
I think he meant you respect every country's sovereignty, you respect every country's religion, you respect every culture, every tradition, every element of folklore and myth and all of the colors that are woven together to complete the tapestry of personal identity, cultural identity, political identity, economic identity that is particular to each country. And Rouhani is tapping into what I think President Putin has talked about in the BRICS nations and the Shanghai Cooperation Economic Development Core, all of the things that stress individual national sovereignty is to be preserved first and foremost, and the integrity of nations is what makes the tapestry of community and cooperation all the more stronger. You do not strengthen the world by numbing the world into one single block like the European Union or some sort of pan-American union with Canada, America, Central and South America. No, each country has to be maintained individual and sovereignty, and Rouhani is talking about that. What he should do now is talk directly to each individual nation and people so he reminds them of their own particular history and destiny as Italians, as Austrians, as Swedes, as Norwegians, as Irish, as Scottish, as every small nation country in Europe. He should speak to them individually so that they are able to come out of this blockheaded union mentality that was foisted upon them after 1945. I think we're seeing the disintegration of the European Union, of the Euro, and it can be a very good thing. But the foundation of it has to be peace and mutual cooperation. And I think Rouhani and President Putin and the Chinese president are a very strong coalition alliance for stability. And if they mutually extend the fig leaf of friendship and economic cooperation and cultural peace with the other nations of Europe, they will find the vast majority of Europeans and American youth are on the side of Russia, Iran, and China, and they are standing opposed to the tyranny and the fanaticism which Saudi Arabia is trying to conquer the world with, from Libya to Syria, and now it's angling to do the same to Qatar and with longer term ambitions on Iran. I don't think it'll happen. I think it'll have blowback, and I think Saudi Arabia is going to have a coup d'etat very shortly.
Okay, thank you very much for sharing your perspective with Press TV, Mr. Bennett. That was Scott Bennett out of San Francisco, who's a former U.S. Army Psychological Warfare Officer.